For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. An hours-long manhunt led Schenectady police to a city man accused of shooting a woman and her two children during a domestic dispute at a Union Street home Tuesday afternoon. The suspected gunman, 47-year-old Deshaun Howard, fled on foot after gunfire erupted around 1 p.m., near the intersection with Brandywine Avenue, police found two wounded children, a 7-year-old boy and a 16-year-old girl. Their 35-year-old mother was found outside the home. I spoke with Schenectady Police Sergeant Matthew Deering Wednesday for the latest.
We responded to a call for a domestic incident in which the original call came in that there may be individuals shot. First arriving officers on scene did encounter two children who had been shot, and while officers were attempting to locate a possible suspect from a residence on Union Street, an additional third victim, female adult, exited the residence, appearing to be suffering from a gunshot wound as well.
And what happened after police arrived on the scene and realized those victims were there? What took place after regarding the suspect, the manhunt?
Obviously, you know, it was paramount that we got those victims medical attention right away and then off to a local hospital for treatment. Information was developed that there may be a young child inside the residence still. So officers did make entry into that residence and were able to locate an approximate one-year-old male inside who was unharmed. And throughout the entirety of the event, we were able to develop more information as to the suspect's whereabouts, and he was eventually located at an address on Summit Avenue in the Hamilton Hill neighborhood.
And the suspect, 47-year-old Deshaun Howard, was he injured at all when police found him?
Yes, he appeared to be suffering from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So he is also receiving medical treatment at a local hospital.
Did he resist arrest or anything along those lines?
Not to my knowledge.
Are authorities aware of any motive?
That's something that obviously we're working on in the investigation that's going to be, you know, over the next several days, is to determine what exactly took place and go from there.
What charges is the suspect, Deshaun Howard, facing?
As of right now, charges have not been lodged against him. Detectives are probably going to attempt or at least want to speak to as many of the victims and suspect as possible. But again, their medical treatment right now is paramount. So until that's completed, or they're at least in a condition that they can talk to detectives, you know, they're going to continue other parts of the investigation.
And Sergeant, how are the victims doing?
Currently, the last update we had were all three were listed in stable but guarded condition.
Sergeant Deering did not identify the victims. Jim Lavoulis, WAMC News.